the current people that are on site, we were waiting. I put forward a proposal to the Hillgrove board to spend around $5.5 million in 2016 on exploration. And those people were waiting to get a positive approval on that request. So I got approval today. So the people that are on site, about 28 of us, will be staying on to at least to the end of 2016 while we do that exploration program.
So what does that program involve?
We'll be putting two diamond drills underground here at Hillgrove, and we'll be drilling to actually define higher grade, more profitable underground ore bodies. So they have a larger amount of metal per tonne of ore, because the higher the grade, the more metal you're actually producing, and the less waste out of the mine.
And that's antimony?
Yes, so antimony and gold.
So why persist with an exploration program when the Hillgrove mine itself shut down 6 weeks ago because of low prices resulting in a 40% downturn in your operations?
We had defined certain ore bodies within Hillgrove, which at the time were quite economic, but with the drop in commodity prices, those existing mining plans were no longer profitable. So we've had to do exploration drilling to define more profitable areas of the mine that we can then go in and extract.
So does this offer hope that the antimony mine may resume operations down the track?
Yes, at this stage we hope to, within, say, 2 to 3 year time frame.
In the meantime, there's been some good storms around. Usually the water that would have gone to a processing plant, but now there's no processing plant currently working. How is the water now being managed?
The rainfall that we collect in our stormwater ponds and on our tailings dam, that water will be processed through our reverse osmosis water treatment plant, and we'll be releasing that as per our licence conditions.
Where is that? Where is the water being discharged and under what conditions?
Look, it'll be discharged into Baker's Creek at our licensed discharge point, and the levels of contaminants in that water are as per the EPA requirements.
Now, Hillgrove still has a development application before Armidale Demerit Council for a mine in the Clark's Gully near the current mine site. Is that still progressing?
We are going to progress that application. At this stage, we won't be going ahead with the construction of Clark's Gully. That would not occur until we actually restart operations.